Thank you all. I'm going to ask the communion folks who are going to help me to come forward, and I'll ask the rest of us to turn in your hymnals to page 7, where you'll find the communion liturgy. A quick explanation of the Methodist communion service. We have bread and grape juice. Many churches have wine. It is a long-time tradition in the Methodist Church that we support our brothers and sisters who are fighting the battle against alcohol by only having grape juice. Also, part of our theology is called open table communion. If you on this day love Jesus Christ and hope to live a new life in Christ, then you are welcome at Jesus' table. We would ask you to come forward later and we'll explain. Well, let me just tell you right now, what will happen is we'll have two stations, if you will. You'll come forward as you're dismissed by the ushers. We'll hand you a chunk of bread and then we'll offer you a small plastic cup of the grape juice. The baskets on the pedestals as you leave the center area are for those cups. You're welcome to come to the altar rail if you'd like to pray. And then we'll also have ushers on either side of the church to accept your monetary offerings if you'd like to make an offering of that kind as well. And as I mentioned before, if you'd like to follow along in the communion liturgy, we'll be beginning at the bottom of page 7. Let us pray. Christ, our Lord, invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear this good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your holy prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit came at Pentecost, anointed him and your apostles to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery and of death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus left us and ascended into heaven, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here as you did on those original folks at Pentecost, and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in this, your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God that we truly are, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer in the language of your choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is only one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, as the Spirit moves you, as you are released by the ushers, let us come forward to partake of Jesus' holy meal. Come as you are called.